I wrote a song sort of... Emily recently did this radio interview, and the DJ, it's one of those morning shows where they try to humiliate you the whole time. And the DJ said, asked her, hey, when you see Sheryl Crow walking down the street, don't you just want to punch her fake tooth out? Emily was like, okay. So I was working on this song about the state of the music industry and sexism and stuff like that. We were tugging a ticket stump. We tried to put our finger on it. Quantify the undoing. Beats little step, it's just a lack of press. The refrigerator down at the boys' club with its little magnets of poetry, finding 100 different ways to say blow me, blow me up. Yanni winner, Yanni winner, Rolling Stone's most fearless leader, gave the boys what they deserve. With the girls, he lost his nerve. Woo-hoo, now! In every post-punk bar, there's a dressing room wall where the rock boy band will make its mark, with 100 different pictures of private parts and some girl going down. And there's a faggot bashing poetry, but the boys are just saying love me please with every hate-filled phrase. They just give it away. Oh boys, you give yourself away. I see Yachty winner, Yachty winner, Rolling Stone's most fearless leader, gave the boys what they deserve. With the girls, he lost his nerve. I'm testing 1, 2, 3 in the marketplace, but it's a demographic-based disgrace, and it's a stupid secret white boy handshake that we'll never be part of. So when it's DJ Blow and the morning show, I give you 100 reasons to just say no. I said, come on girls, let's go right now. I said, let's go right now. Stoners don't need boners. Ain't no man could ever own her. With the boys, she had the nerve to give the girls what they deserve. Lucy Stoners don't need boners. Ain't no man could ever own her. With the boys, she had the nerve to give the girls what they deserve. Oh, that's right, girls. Woohoo now! Thank you.